are listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
Comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people who make them and do not necessarily represent the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or any of its affiliates or advertisers. Hi, folks, and welcome to The Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this beautiful planet we call Earth. Thank you for being here at The Kevin Smith Show. Those of you joining us for the very first time, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you, and you need to know that we have a free weekly newsletter, and you can subscribe, no strings attached, by going to my website, kevinsmithshow.com. You can unsubscribe anytime you want to, and there are truly no strings attached. You know, last night was, now, that show rocked. It really did. Eric Tabor was my guest, and he did really an outstanding job bringing this information to us about Edgar Mitchell, the Edgar Mitchell story. The Edgar Mitchell story, of course, being that Edgar Mitchell, the sixth man to stand on the moon, to walk on the moon. And by the way, he's got the longest walk on the moon. He's got the most time out on the moon's surface. Was in an interview on Kerrang Radio in the UK, and during that interview, he said that extraterrestrial life does exist, intelligent extraterrestrials exist, and that they've been visiting the Earth for a long time, and that NASA knows it, and that NASA has been covering it up. And he had a few other things to say, but that, I mean, that, what else do you need to say once you say that? That is bombshell information, is it not? So, we talked about that last night, and my email inbox has just, you know, it just lit up. It went up into all kinds of hyperactivity. People really interested in it. But, you know, one of the things I find very interesting, I wrote this in my blog, so those of you who read it have already read it, that it would be interesting to see. I went online to see all the news reports about this interview, and at the time when I checked it, there were five, only five, and they were all newspapers outside the USA. And I, in my blog, I said it'll be interesting to see how long it takes this highly controlled press here in the United States, feigning itself as free and independent, how long it would take for them to report on it. Well, I checked just before going on the air, and this thing is all over the world. I mean, the news has spread like wildfire. It is in newspapers all over the world. Only one major media outlet in the United States has written a report about it, or published a report about it, and that's Fox. No, and it's a real simple, short, mediocre report. It's sort of, well, he said it. But no other news media, major media in the U.S., has picked up on this. It is a paradigm-shifting story, and they're not telling you about it. That's why you need to listen to The Kevin Smith Show. I've got more to tell you about this when we come back from the break. Don't go away.
Most of the great music you hear right here on Steel Eye Media Network is supplied by the independent artists from GarageBand.com. If you hear a song you like, go over to GarageBand.com, look it up, download it. You can even buy the group's CDs, in many cases, right there at GarageBand.com. Alien Seeker News has blasted off and is providing a new and important resource for everyone interested in UFOs, aliens, alien abductions, Bigfoot, Chupacabra, and more. Featuring five of the top UFO radio talk shows, lots of information and articles in free forums, Alien Seeker News has launched on its journey to greatness. Go to AlienSeekerNews.com, register for the free forums, and get the classic Flying Saucers Are Real by Major Donald Kehoe as a free ebook. Join today. And we are back. I told you I have some more to tell you about the Edgar Mitchell story, that whole incident, and I do. Let me tell you, my guest this evening is Dick Criswell. He's on the line, he's hanging on, and we'll get to him in just a moment. But I've got to wrap this up. I've got to tell you about it. This thing with Edgar Mitchell has gone like wildfire all over the world. It's being reported in virtually every country of the planet, in their major newspapers, and on their major media. It's being reported. Here in America, the major media is doing what they almost incessantly do, and that is to ignore the big stories. And I'm just absolutely surprised that they didn't give us some, Britney Spears or Lindsay Lohan stories just to fill up the space so they wouldn't have to talk about Edgar Mitchell. But they didn't do that. They've just decided they're not going to talk about it, with the exception of Fox. Now, Fox did run mediocre story about it. But I give them credit where credit's due, and at least they ran the story. There are some local newspapers, a few around the United States, that are reporting it, but the major networks are not picking it up. As I said, that's why you need to listen to this show every time we're on. That's Monday through Friday. Because we bring you information that you're not going to get in the major news media. They're afraid of it. We're not afraid of it. They are. Now, today, in fact, just a little while before the show, I received an email from the producer of that talk show in the UK that aired the interview with Edgar Mitchell, requesting that I schedule the host of that talk show, Nick, to be on the Kevin Smith Show as a guest to discuss this event, this incident, this paradigm-shifting information that has been provided by Edgar Mitchell. So I certainly, of course, agreed immediately to that, and we're trying to work that schedule out, and hopefully within the next few days, maybe tomorrow, we will see, we're going to try and have Nick on this show so we can talk about that bring you a little bit more detail and insight and, you know, right from the host that was interviewing him. So it's big, big stuff, and we're right in the middle of it as usual. Speaking of big stuff, Dick Criswell is big stuff. He is the founder of IPUS, which is the International Paranormal UFO Society, and he's been a guest on this show many times, and I think all of you are aware of the fact that a few days ago, Dick Criswell had a stroke. I know what that's like. It's not fun. He has recovered rapidly and remarkably. And when I talked with him on the telephone just a couple of days ago, he said, I said, do you feel up to being back on the show? And he said, absolutely, I'm back in the saddle. So, Dick, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Kevin. It's a pleasure to be back on your show.
I want us to talk about the Edgar Mitchell thing, but sure. First I want us to talk about Dick Criswell. I got a lot of email from people who said, you know, they were quite concerned about you and really worried, and they wanted updates, and I was providing updates through email and through some announcements on the show. But I think our audience would sort of like to hear from you. What happened to you, Dick?
Okay, well, the Friday before last, I was walking around my house, and all of a sudden, my feet didn't work quite right. And I thought, boy, that's kind of odd. I've never felt that feeling before. So basically, I kind of ignored it, and I tried to walk around, and I fell down, and of course my dogs thought we were playing, and I got licked all over the face and everything. But then I crawled over to the sofa and kind of got myself back up and kind of laid down on it for a while because I was feeling quite ill. And of course that feeling went away, and then Saturday it just kind of progressed, and it got worse. I was watching a NASCAR race, and my lips kind of got kind of numb. So I looked over at my bride, and I told her, I said,
"Dick, you know a lot of people that watch NASCAR get numb lips." It's usually from Budweiser or Johnny Walker.
No, that's not the case. I don't drink anymore.
Do you drink any less?
No. I have not really drank for probably the last 10, 15 years anyways.
That's a good thing.
It just does not agree with me, and I'm a diabetic, and that kind of raises the numbers up. But as soon as my bride got me to the hospital, of course, you know, they hooked me up and everything, and it was Tuesday before they ever knew that I had had a stroke after I had an MRI, and they said that I'd had probably 2 to 3 strokes since 2005, and I evidently wasn't aware of it. So.
But then you got back up on your feet and mobile again rather rapidly, didn't you?
Yeah, and they said at the hospital, they said, "My God, you're regaining everything." And I said, "Well," I said, "is that normal?" And they said, "Really not." And one of the nurses called me Iron Man, you know, and I said, "It's really not." I said, "I'm just recovering what I had lost there for a little bit." And, of course, they wanted me to walk around on a walker, and they put a belt around me so I wouldn't fall on the floor. And we quite frankly got rid of that walker real quick. And then we went to a cane, and then we started walking on our own.
So you're up and around, and everything's okay now.
Absolutely. Now, I had a little problem. They sent me through some tests with my heart, and we're going to address that on the 8th of August. It was a little sluggish, and they were kind of concerned. But I had talked to the cardiologist, and he said he thinks that that's something that they could do with medication. So that's kind of a consulting type thing to me.
Yeah, you know, after I had mine, they told me I had real problems with my heart. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, they couldn't find it.
So.
All right, and to hear some people tell it, Dick, that's an absolute gospel truth, to hear some people tell it.
Yeah.
But I know it's not true. I know I've got a heart. Some people just overlook that sometimes. But anyway, Edgar Mitchell, what in the world is going on with the American press? Here is absolute paradigm-shifting information, and the American media will not address it.
Well, let me tell you what I did today. I contacted our local CBS outlet because I have an in the TV station there, and she referred me to somebody that was supposed to be the producer, and I called them, and they said, "You know, by golly, we got a email to that effect, and we don't know whether we're going to do anything with it or not." So that's where they left it. I mean, they're just totally ignoring it. And
you know, it sounds like a whole lot more than their lips are numb.
You got it. I think the whole head is numb.
Yeah, there you go. And in fact, you know, we have a term for that we used to use when you and I were kids. You used to hear this, numbskull.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, and maybe a little lower than that.
That could be. Yeah. All right, what do you think about this statement by Edgar Mitchell?
I think it's blockbuster. Of course, you know I've been in the field for 43 years, and I've heard nothing like this. I mean, this is stunning. This should be on every news station in the world. Well, like you said, it is, except the United States. Now, that ought to tell you something.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's a question. Why Fox? Why have they been willing to at least print a story about it, even though it's pretty pablum? Why have they been willing to print a story about it, and the others seem to be running from it?
That I really don't know, unless it's a rating type thing. That would probably be the only scenario. I don't know why Fox would run it and CNN and the rest of them wouldn't.
Well, you know, I wrote in my blog that it'll be interesting to see how many hours will go by before the American major media pick this up. And so far, you know, we're at 24 hours and counting. And well, I guess now it's 48 hours and counting. Because when we did the show yesterday, we were just past 24 hours from the interview. And so now we're at 48 hours, and only Fox has picked it up. But Here are some of the, let me see if I can get this back up here on my screen. Folks will just wait just 1 second. Here are the headlines. Obama calls for new era in U.S.-Europe relations. Iran ends cooperation with the U.N. nuclear weapons investigation. Secret Service asked for extra $9.5 million to protect candidates. Air Force missile launch crew fell asleep with classified code. Arrest made in Phoenix Community College shooting. Child suffers serious burns from hot mats on playground. Twilight mania takes over comic book convention. Those are the headlines over at Yahoo News. Now, of all of those, the one about Iran ending cooperation with the UN on nuclear weapons investigation, that's important. I need to hear about that. The Air Force missile launch crew that fell asleep with classified codes, that could kind of get important. So, yeah, we need to hear about that. There's nothing else in those headlines that is news. There's nothing else there that's anything but slop, pablum, just pablum, baby food. And that's our news. That's what we're getting. That's Yahoo. I don't scorch them for that. They simply list the headlines that are coming from the news distributors like CBS, CNN, Fox, ABC, NBC. So they're just listing the headlines that are provided. I don't blame Yahoo for it. But that's it, folks. That is what you've got for news. That's what you've got for press.
And this is freedom of speech? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they say that we have freedom of speech. They say the press is free and independent. But here we've got a story that is literally lighting up the world, and they will not report it. And, you know, the fact that they all together have not reported it, and I mean all of them, except for Fox, all of them have not reported it, really smells a whole lot like conspiracy.
Absolutely.
If not conspiracy, certainly collusion.
Let me tell you what I told my father. My father is kind of skeptical, and I told him about the news about Edgar Mitchell, and actually played a little blurb of that. And my father says, "My God, that's going to be the biggest news story you ever seen in the world." Mm-hmm. And I said, "Watch what happens." And he called me up this morning. He says, "What happened?" I said, "It's typical." Mm-hmm. It's typical. And he told me, he says, that ought to be on every front page in the world, and it should be on all the news. And I said, it wasn't. I said, and this is not the first time, and it probably won't be the last.
Well, let me tell you something I saw in the Fox story that disturbed me. I give credit where credit's due. They ran a story, and I appreciate them doing that. But the in their story, they made a point of saying that he's 77 years of age. What in God's name does that have to do with the story? I'll tell you what it had. Well, here's what it has to do. It is to give it a little flavor, a little implication that this is just an old guy kind of maybe talking a little off his rocker. They didn't say that, but that's what I think they put that in there for. I don't care if he's 12 years old. I don't care if he's 112 years old. This is an astronaut. He walked on the moon. He is a true American hero. And, you know, what does printing his age have anything at all to do with, you know, whether what he says can be trusted? The age has nothing to do with it. He is who
Absolutely.
He is.
Absolutely not. But, you know, that's what they'll fall back on, especially I heard the phone call to NASA, and, you know, it was like you know, what do you want us to do? Do you want us to reinforce his story? Do you want us to debunk it? I mean, you know, that's the mentality we have today.
Yeah. Well, I think it's going to be interesting. If we can get this schedule worked out, we're going to have the host of that show on this show as a guest. And I want to hear from him. I want to hear from Edgar Mitchell, but I suspect that Edgar Mitchell will go underground for a while and be unavailable.
Now, let's hope that doesn't happen.
Well, I hope it doesn't.
Yeah, I would rather like to see him come out and say some more, because I know if I had him on a radio show, there'd be a couple things that I want to ask him.
Oh, I've got a long list of things I want to ask him,
mm-hmm.
And you know, I hope he doesn't go underground. But see, NASA's official response to this now has been he's a great American, but we disagree with him. We don't
That's
hold
true.
The same opinions.
That's correct. I heard that too.
Yeah. So in effect, they cut him off at the knees.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope that he understands. And that's predictable from NASA. That's 100% predictable, not just from NASA, but it's from the establishment. It's kind of predictable that American news media is, if they handle it at all, they're going to do a sloppy job with it, and there will be a little bit of cutting him off at the knees. But I hope he also understands that he has provided for this planet one of the greatest services that has been provided to this planet in, the 20th century and now the 21st century, and maybe for longer. He has rocked a big boat.
One of the biggest in my lifetime, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Now, you know, he's, Dick, he has made statements that were similar. They were close to this, but not quite as in your face as this was previously. You've heard me talk about it. In fact, you and I talked about this on the show one night.
Absolutely.
His statements that he made in St. Petersburg, Florida, several years ago. And they were similar. But they were a little bit noncommittal. Now, this time he said there are extraterrestrials. They are visiting the Earth. I'm in a position to know. I know, and NASA knows, and they're covering it up.
That's right. Absolutely correct.
I mean, it was in-your-face stuff. And, you know, I just cannot imagine deep decision-making process that must have taken place for him to get to a point where he was willing to come out and be that bold and in your face with it. But this guy, look, his doctorate degree is from where? It's from MIT, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He is a well-renowned and noted scientist. He is a well-respected naval officer. He is a national hero from his work with the Apollo missions and walking on the moon and the things that he did and the photographs that he took on the moon. You know, is NASA going to say that he's a liar? Well, they didn't do that. They really can't. He painted them into a corner. They really can't say he's lying. But they just said, we disagree. Hey, we have to take a break. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away, all right? We'll be right back. Right, we are back, and during the break, I was checking the email to check flash messages, and I checked a few other emails, which I don't normally do, but one of our faithful listeners, Dale Ulmer, wrote in, and Dick, here's what she says. She says, just to let you know, the Edgar Mitchell interview was mentioned today at CNN, and they did a pretty good job. So they're, okay, CNN is, they've thrown their hat in. They haven't published a story on it, but apparently in their broadcast media, they did do a little bit of reporting on it, and so my hat is off to them as well.
Sure.
Also got an email that says, Kevin, you wear black shirts almost every night. What's the deal? What's the significance of wearing black shirts? Well, here's the significance. I like them. What can I say? I like them. My wife is thousands of miles away. If she were here, she would be shopping for me. And I promise you, she would have me in these glow-in-the-dark fluorescent yellows and bright reds and all kinds of things. She likes bright colors. But I like black, and that's the significance. All right. The deal with Edgar Mitchell is important, but there quite obviously are other important stories
happening in the world of ufology. And I'd like for you to sort of update us. You've been back in the saddle at IPUS now for a few days. So what's happening?
Well, we've got a couple reports in to us about a triangle out in Medford, Oregon. I got two phone calls, and they said that this was rather large, and I tried to get them nailed down to let us know how big these things were, and they said if they had to estimate, they said there was probably a football field across. And I'm thinking, uh-oh, you know, Stevensville had that. They claim that they've been there for a couple of days now, and I haven't seen anything in the news about that. And this individual, two individuals had told me about this story. Then we have another report from California out near Baja, and they tell me that they're seeing these great big kind of like oblong UFOs, and they said they've been there for two or three days. And then we go to West Virginia. We've heard a couple reports from West Virginia that are kind of stunning. They said that they're seeing these dome-shaped looking things, and I said, you mean saucer? And they say, no, these are dome-shaped, kind of reddish glow to them. And we heard those were in the neighborhood of Bluefield, West Virginia. And I guess that's been ongoing for about a week. So there are UFOs in the news, and we are getting several reports at IPUS, and that's really never stopped.
Well, there ought to be UFOs in the news. Sadly, most of those probably did not make the news.
They did not make any news, and as a matter of fact, the people that had reported them, I had been in contact with, and they said they never made the either the nightly news or it never made the papers. So that tells you exactly what's really going on in America. We don't have a free press, and I'd always been told if you want a free press, you better own one.
You know, I've heard that, but it's been many, many years since I've heard it. The only free press is the one you own.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. You know, I want to back up, and it's really important that we do this. There are a lot of dedicated journalists who try to give us a free press. There are a lot of them. That they write the reports, they try to get the information to us, and it gets nixed up above them. And, you know, they turn it in, and someone says, we're not going to run that story. Now, that happened eventually with Angela Joyner, something similar to that, where they said, okay, well, you know, we don't want any more UFO stories. And you know, here's the deal. If UFOs are happening in your area, that's news, and it belongs in the newspaper. It belongs on the local news broadcast, the radio broadcast, the local news television broadcast. If it's happening in your area, it belongs there, and you should be reporting on it. And the news producers who are nixing these stories should all be fired. That is my opinion, and I know I just made a lot of enemies out of news producers, but hey, you're not doing your job. You need to be fired.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, where is the journalism? You know, we used to have journalism back when I was growing up. And you know what? I have not seen much journalism. I've seen a lot of garbage. And, you know, it's pretty bad when you turn on the news and all you see is OJ in the news, and you see the little girl that shows her rear end all the time. And,
well, I don't
and
mind that
like,
so much. I mean, you mind that? I don't mind that so much.
Well, I really don't mind that. But, I mean, you know, I'd like to see some news, you know, and not about some Hollywood starlet or something like that. I want to see what's really going on in the world. And that's really not what is going on. But, you know, people like that.
Yeah. News, the major news outlets have become more about entertainment than they are about the news. Now, I understand a mix. I understand that there has to be a mix. This show, for instance, is both. Sometimes we have a guest on, and it's purely all about entertainment. They've written a novel. The novel has something to do with the paranormal or with UFOs, but, you know, we're talking about the novel. Well, okay, I understand that, you know, that's entertainment value, and there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes we have something that is strictly news, like we did last night, and we're talking about it here tonight. Sometimes we have something sort of in the middle, where it's a little bit of entertainment, a little bit of news, a little bit of journalism. And but I understand a balance. But I got to tell you, I don't see much of that balance in major media. Major media is almost entirely entertainment.
And I think that's what the people want. I mean, you know, they kind of try to cater to what the needs of the people are, and I think they're missing the people that want to hear about UFOs and aliens and the whole bit.
Well, you know, I think they intend to cater to what people want, but the fact that audience numbers are dropping like lead from these news shows, mm-hmm. major media news shows, their audiences are dropping like lead.
Mm-hmm.
I think that means that they have missed understanding what it is people want. I think what people want is good, straight information.
I
don't think people are stupid. I think people straight information, they can figure things out pretty well for themselves.
I agree. And last night, I got to tell you this. This is really cute. Last night, my wife is kind of hooked on Big Brother. And last night, they had an alien little tidbit there where they had an alien in a mirror and they had aliens in the yard and stuff like that. And I'm saying, well, how cute is this? So there was a kind of a, like an alien Big Brother last night. So that was different.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think very, very, very critical for the health of our country, not just in terms of our politics, because, you know, we don't talk about political things here on the show, but
mm-hmm.
it is important for that, but it's important for the health of our country in every possible way you can imagine, for us to be getting good, straight journalism from the major media. And we haven't been getting that for many years, Dick.
We've been getting lip service is what we've been getting.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Medford, Oregon. I want to talk about that triangle they're seeing up there.
Mm-hmm.
How many reports did you get? A couple?
I got a couple reports. There was two guys that called me.
Uh-huh. Now, were they together when they saw this thing?
No, sir. These were independent. Mm-hmm. These were independent people.
All right. So, and both of them described the same event? I mean, from different perspectives?
Pretty much the same thing. They said this was a triangle.
Yeah, but I mean, it was on the same night at the same time, that sort of thing?
Well, they were with about, I think there was 2 hours apart.
Mm-hmm.
About 2 hours apart, but it was on the same night.
And did they say that there were any other people in the area that were saying they saw it?
The one man said he had his family with him, and there were people out, and they were looking at this. So there were several people with that event. And the other guy said that he was with his son and daughter, and some family members, but he didn't see anybody else out.
All right, we're into a break. We'll get back to the Medford, Oregon story right after this. All right, we are back, and my guest this evening is Dick Criswell. We're talking with him about, we've talked about the Edgar Mitchell story and the news media, and we've also talked about Medford, Oregon, and that's where we are at the moment. Dick, I want us to move forward from this to this new project that that IPUS is involved in. But I got another question about Medford, Oregon.
Sure. Go ahead.
When did this happen?
This was 2 days ago that I received these reports, and like I said, they were with about 2 hours apart of each other. So and it was really interesting to hear these gentlemen talk about this. because we don't get many reports from that area.
No. And how large a place is Medford, do you know?
I don't know offhand. I don't think I asked the guy how big it was. I did recognize the name before because I think we'd been through there. And
well, I recognize the name. I've heard of Medford, Oregon before. And so it's not going to be a tiny place.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think so. As I recall, it was probably, I don't know, it was about the size of some of our towns here in Indiana, and it didn't appear to me that it was very small. I mean, probably maybe 30,000, maybe more people.
Mm. All right. Well, maybe someone from Medford, Oregon will call in and talk with us, and we can ask that question.
That'd be
of
really,
them.
Really great.
What time of day was this sighting?
This was in the evening. Let's see. I received a phone call. Let me look at my log here. 11:55 our time. So that would be probably, let's see, what would they be, 3 hours difference?
Yeah, if you're Eastern time zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that would have been about 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
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 All right. Now, IPUS, it has gotten involved in a whole new project. Tell us about that.
Okay. It's called the UFO Discovery Project, and the man's name that heads this thing up is David Schock. And basically what this project is about is putting a satellite-type thing up in the sky, kind of like a platform, with a camera and a telescope. And what we hope to happen is alien contact, or at least have some video to show UFOs coming into our atmosphere.
Do you think that the government will allow the launch of such a device?
Well, we're hoping for that. We're looking for cooperation from the government, and how that is going to come about, of course, you know that I have some insiders in the government that we are trying to talk to get us into other areas to where we can get their cooperation.
So are you pretty hopeful that that's what will happen, that they will cooperate and give you the launch permit?
Well, the individuals that I'm associated with are going to back this thing 100%. I've run this by them, and they're going to try to get us further up in the government to where we can make this thing happen. And if it does, I think it would be a win-win situation for both parties.
Well, it depends. If the people you're talking to are of the stripe that want disclosure, it would be. If you get introduced to people that really don't want disclosure, you know, it could be unfortunate. They could just say no.
Well, I understand that, but I'm hopeful that that the parties that I'm talking to will convince other people, because they see the need, and if we can get that across, we're looking probably at a face-to-face meeting with some high officials, and that is our goal, to try to make this a cooperation between the project and the government.
All right, now, what was the name of this again, the UFO Discovery?
It's called UFO Discovery Project, and we do have a website, and it's UFODBase.com. And we're with the telescope on this platform, we're looking for a qualified astronomer. We're not looking for backyard astronomers. We're looking for somebody that is definitely certified to do this.
It may interest you to know that just as we started talking about this, our audio feed went dead. Not our audio, but our video feed went dead. And it says it cannot connect to the server now.
That's kind of suspect, isn't it?
It is. You know, I don't know, but I hope that our audio feed does not go dead. But we'll just have to see what happens. The video feed has gone dead. It is absolutely dead. Now it's back. I guess they were nervous about me talking about it.
You know, you and I had a little blurb there that one night. Remember, the phones went dead and everything. When we started talking about some sensitive stuff.
Yeah. For those of you who are just now rejoining us with the video feed, don't you find it just a little bit interesting that as we started talking about this project, don't you find it interesting that the video feed went dead? I didn't touch a thing. As a matter of fact, I was not even facing that computer. I was looking at the camera here, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw the screen go blank over there. And it just went dead. It may be a purely coincidental thing, not. But if it was not coincidental, if somebody caused that, thank you. We appreciate the little bit of publicity you gave us, Dick. We've got about 3 minutes here until we get to our top of the hour break, and let me ask you this. Two questions about this UFO discovery project. When is it supposed to fly?
We hope probably within the next year, if the funding is right. We're getting private funds and so forth for this project.
It's going to obviously cost several million dollars.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And there's a way that people can donate to this at that website if they're interested. And the thing is, if they need any more information, they can contact me, through my website, which is IPISnetwork.com, and find more about this. But I found out about this, just kind of by accident, basically. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting, what attracted me is the fact that this is kind of a unique type thing, and on the telescope end of it, they're going to offer that to schools and so forth, like universities and stuff like that, for free, which is great. That's really, really interesting with the telescope end of it.
Yeah. Let me share with you a couple of notices I've gotten here, some emails that I've gotten.
Mm-hmm.
One says, there seems to be some kind of static with your audio. It's been going on now for about a week when you switched to your guest, but today it is now a constant static interference. Yeah, I am aware of that. That happens when we start getting assistance, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you hear that, you know that we're having some assistance. Then he sent another one that says, don't know what you did, but it went away. Sounds clear now. It'll be back, trust me. It'll be back. We've got another one here that says Edgar Mitchell's interview is being touted right now on the Drudge Report. Matt Drudge even highlighted the information in red. So the deal is getting coverage. Yeah, it is, but Drudge is not mainstream media. Drudge is alternative media on the Internet. And that's what I've been telling you about, folks. That's what I've been saying. If you want to know what's really going on, it's shows like this one. It's reports like Drudge Report. That's where you have to go. You can't find it in the mainstream media. And it is getting play, if you will. It's getting some traction on the Drudge Report, and that's good. But Drudge is famous, but he's not mainstream media. Drudge is alternative media and does a very, very good service. I'll have to wait till we come back because we're into a break, and We shall return, ladies and gentlemen, with Dick Criswell.
And your calls, your comments, your questions at 1-623-581-5148. We'll be back. Welcome back. My guest this evening is Dick Criswell, and he has returned from the brink, and we are delighted he's back with us. And
I got to tell you, Dick, talking with you, I can't tell that there has been any problem whatsoever.
Well, most of the people around me have told me, they said, well, we wouldn't even know anything happened to you, but you told us that you went to the hospital. And I said, look, if you know me, I avoid the hospitals even to visit people, you know, because I really don't like all the prodding and poking that you get in the hospital.
Well, you sound great, and I'm just delighted that you do. Let's go to the telephone line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, this is Eric from Atlanta.
Yes, Eric.
How are you doing tonight? Atlanta IPIS. Hello, Dick.
Hi. Hi, Eric.
Hi, good to know you're feeling better.
Yeah, well, we're trying to hang in there. We had a lot of prayers, and we want to thank everybody for them.
Yes, I'm glad to hear that. Just a few points I'd like to make. First of all, CNN did air on the Situation Room this evening a piece about Edgar Mitchell. They played some of the interview from Kerrang Radio. So I can confirm that. And also, I called NASA this afternoon and got a hold of a public affairs officer, and he declined to make any comment regarding UFOs, and he said NASA does not track UFOs, nor do they cover them up. And the third thing I wanted to mention was...
Hey, let me suggest the next time you call, ask him about fast walkers instead of UFOs.
Right, right. You're right. Third thing was I just got a couple emails from Mr. Hal Puthoff, and he said that I could say this. He knows Edgar Mitchell quite well. He said he talks to him about once a month. And his comment was that he knows that the military insiders that Edgar Mitchell knows are impeccable. That was his words. And that he believes that what Edgar Mitchell is saying is nothing but truth. So I just wanted to point that out.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right.
Can I make a comment there?
Sure.
Without Eric, now Eric is my Georgia director. Without Eric, we wouldn't even known this thing was going on. I like my directors to do that, and he is definitely a, and I say this kindly, a pit bull when it comes to checking things out, and we really need to thank him up and down for this, or we wouldn't even have known this thing was going on.
Well, you're absolutely correct. When he contacted me, that's how I knew it was going on. I didn't know until then. Let me give the telephone number out very quickly. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number to call, if you wish to call in and talk with Dick Criswell or make a comment, the telephone number is 1-623-581-5148. All right, let me give it again. 1-623-581-5148. All right, let's go to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Good evening. My name is Scott. I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Hello, Scott. Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, I am, sir.
We've got a little tradition here, Scott, and that is we have to give you some applause for that. So here they are.
I've been a long-time listener, first-time caller. Kevin, you are a big inspiration to me. I also have my own little paranormal podcast. And Mr. Criswell, I'm glad to hear you're doing very well.
Thank you for the well wishes. I really appreciate that.
The reason why I'm calling, and this might be late information, so forgive me, because my computer's been down for the past few days, so I'm not sure if this is well-known info, but in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, right by me, there's a small location by the name of Bucks County. We have a small, large shopping mall called Oxford Valley Mall. The reason why I'm calling is it's very unusual for us to get any type of UFO sightings here, at least in this particular area. And for the past couple of weeks, right shortly before the 4th of July and over the past 2 weeks, my friend Bob Gardner works for MUFON, and I have been investigating a whole bunch of UFO encounters that people have been seeing things over that mall. To the point that even the Philadelphia Police Department have even spotted a squid-like type orb of light over a particular restaurant. And I was just wondering if you have, since you have your own Paranormal Investigation Society and you also do a lot of UFO research, have you heard anything of that nature or anything that you could report on that?
Nothing in your area. The closest would be like Bluefield, West Virginia, and that's quite a ways from you, I think.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time, sir.
Well, don't hang up. Don't hang up.
Okay.
Let me ask a question. When you say that it was a squid-like object above a restaurant, how big was that?
Well, the person that we interviewed on my particular podcast was, they basically reported it was over a now-defunct restaurant that we have on Route 1, and it's called Don Pablo's. And we found it really hard to believe because it's right in a very populated shopping mall. Lots of hundreds of people drive by it constantly, so it's not like it's a desolate area. Basically, they said that the craft was about supposedly a little bit bigger than a van. It was an orb of light, I guess looking somewhat from what somebody said, kind of like the craft that was seen in the E.T. movie. But underneath it came out large, well, what they called tentacles. That's the only word they could describe. I'm assuming it wasn't, of course, organic, but they said something like tubing, maybe. And the one interesting thing was it emitted glitter or some sort of sparkles that came out, and it was totally silent. It supposedly flew over that area and went over tree lines, which is right behind the restaurant is tons of trees. When we went back to it, there is burnt markings on the trees. You can see the bark is burnt. And a few birds were dead. And at this point, MUFON has actually sent, because Discovery Channel was actually filming for a documentary that's going to be, I think, sometime next month, about this particular encounter and others that happened in this area, because it's really odd that it's been right here, because we're not a hot spot whatsoever.
And yeah, but you know what? I've seen several reports out of Bucks County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you Google Oxford Valley Mall sightings, all this information will come up. It's pretty public knowledge, but I was just wondering if Mr. Criswell had any other additional information.
What's the name of your podcast?
Ravenstar Radio, and I believe it should be available on iTunes sometime next month. It's up for review right now just to make sure. It's not an explicit cast or anything, but from what I know, they have to go through a process before you can get out there. I only did two shows so far, but you are a big inspiration, and actually, I actually dedicated the first show to you.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'll send you a copy of it. I can burn it on a disc for you if you wish, or I could send it to you through a file.
All right, I appreciate that, and I wish you the best of luck with, and again, it's Raven Star?
Yeah, Raven Star Radio.
All right, what's your website?
Actually, I just emailed you not too long ago. I'd be happy to give it out. I'm just in the process of creating a website for it, but the address is www.freewebs.com/Ravenstar Radio. And I'm sorry, I'm just a little nervous.
Don't be nervous, I don't bite. Except if there's a full moon. All right, man, I appreciate the call. I wish you the best of luck with your podcast.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Criswell, I hope you do well in the future.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, that you know, I like to hear about people who are, you know, taking it, there's an old expression, again, that old guys like you and me are used to hearing, taking the bull by the horns.
Yes,
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, I really have a lot of admiration. I know when I started this show, there was a whole lot more excitement than there was knowledge, but the knowledge will come. And, you know, it happens. All right, let's go back. Go ahead.
You know, when he was talking about the squid thing, the only thing that I can compare that to is Jeff Woolwine had told me that he'd seen stuff like that, only like a fish or something like that in the sky.
Well, listen, yesterday,
yes.
I was up on South Mountain with Jeff and with one of our listeners from Australia who came out here to see me. And Tom McCallum is his name. And we went up on South Mountain, and there are petroglyphs up there that you know, if you look at it, you'd say, kind of looks like a squid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to the phone line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, guys. This is Ryan in Washington State.
Hi, Ryan.
I'm good to see you. I'm glad to see you're doing well, Dick.
Thank you very much.
I had a question that I've always kind of wanted to ask, and I heard you before say that while you were with AlphaCom that the documents that you read and such stated that there are some extraterrestrials that are on our side, and some of them that have our best, or let me restate that, some of them that have our good intentions for us and some of them that don't. I'm just wondering if you can elaborate on that to explain what exactly, as far as from what you know, what does this mean for humanity? I mean, I'm glad to see you're doing well, but unfortunately, all of us are mortal, and we're all going to be a day when we're all going to pass away. Is there some sort of afterlife connection to all this that possibly we might find out what it's all about when our day comes? God help us that it doesn't, if it, that day does come.
Okay, Dick?
Yeah, there's certainly a connection to the afterlife. When I was with AlphaCom, I did not see any documents to that effect. But in my paranormal studies and so forth, yes, I can say that I believe, and now this is just me, I believe that there is something beyond what we're seeing here now. And I had always been told, I was taught by a lady that was considered to be the Bell Witch and a true good psychic that used to work with me. And she said that, you know what, you're more alive on that other side than you are here. And if that's true, I don't know that I'm wanting to go that soon, but when I do go, that's kind of reassuring. To the alien thing that I seen when I was with AlphaCom, it seemed to me, now these are just documents that I read, that the Swedes or the Nordics, the people that Billy Myers had talked to, were the ones that were on our side. Now, I can't speak to the Greys or the Reptoids, and I really and truly have felt that the Reptoids were not for us, but against us.
All right, Ryan, are you still with us?
Yeah. I just wanted to ask one more question. That if all the UFO researchers out there and people that are in the field and stuff, can you from what you know, like from a scale of like, or what percentage of those do you think are working for the government that are there just to spread bad information? I'll take my question off the air. Thanks.
All right. Thanks. Okay. Good question.
Okay. I've come in contact personally with several that have been with, and I won't mention the organization, that were entwined with that organization and kind of impeded that progress, and that's sad. That's why I actually formed IPAS, because we wanted to get away from that kind of stuff, and we won't be impeded by anyone. So, yes, there are government types that are infiltrated with one large organization, and I won't mention it, but you can probably surmise what I'm talking about, that have been infiltrated and kind of stop investigations, and we've encountered that before.
All right. I'll tell you something, Dick. I was asked something similar to that on the show sometime last year, I think it was. What percentage of people that come on this show do I think are disinformation agents? I have to tell you that anyone that I suspect is a disinformation agent doesn't get on this show. And Dick, you know this. There are names that you and I have discussed where I've said, nope, that's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
you know, it's because I have reason to suspect it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And but what percentage do I think are? Well, I really don't know. Is it possible that some disinformation agents have been on this show? I think it's likely. I think it's likely that they're on every show. They're out there, you know, to do that, and they get on the shows.
Right.
But I think they are, they don't make it.
Yeah, and a percentage, I really don't have a handle on that percentage, but I would say that there are quite a few out there that do not want to see this progress.
Yeah, but I think there are more who do now. I think there are more who do want to see it progress. All right, let's go to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin, it's Mark from Nashport, Ohio.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Kevin, I hope that donation that I sent helped a little bit.
It did. I appreciate it.
Great. Hey, Dick, please stay healthy. The UFO community can't afford to lose guys like you.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
I read a couple of things out on the Project Camelot site that I'd like to have you comment on.
Okay.
It comes from that Henry Deacon contact that they have, and he talked about Alpha Centauri and Proxima Centauri. He says that Alpha Centauri has a solar system very much like ours, but it's older. The planets are in stable orbits, and he talked about three inhabited planets, the second, third, and the fifth. And he said that these planets are only 5 light-years away, and it's relatively easy for us to get there, he said. He said the people there are very human-like. They're not the Greys. And Henry stated that the human form is very common in the universe. And he said these particular humanoids look like children somewhat. They have no hair. They have small eyes, but they don't have the large almond-shaped eyes at all. And I just wondered if you had heard anything about that particular group.
As a matter of fact, I spoke with Dr. Michael Wolf when I was with AlphaCom about that particular item, and he said that is a pretty accurate statement as I can recall.
Cool. That's great. I just wondered if you had heard anything about that. I have one other quick question, and I wondered if you had heard of George Green at all.
Yes, I have.
Have you watched any of the film that they have over there on Project Camelot?
No, I haven't seen that, no.
Yeah, it would be real interesting. I think it would be cool to for Kevin to get George on the show. He's a Pleiadian contactee as well as a person that was kind of connected to the New World Order. But anyway,
he's a very interesting guy, and Kevin, you ought to look into that.
All right, I have made a note, and we'll check it out.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, thanks for the call.
Okay.
The telephone number is 1-623-581-5148. And we would love to hear from you if you have a question or a comment for Dick Criswell or just a comment about what we're talking about. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? Hello, caller.
Hi, Kevin, and I'm from Sweden.
From Sweden. All right. We're delighted to have you. Let me play some applause for you here. You calling? Is this your first time to call?
Sure.
All right, some applause. What's on your mind, Kevin? Okay, what you need to do is don't listen to the show over your computer or radio. Just listen to the telephone.
Oh yeah. I muted the show and yeah. I watched, I watched some clips on YouTube about people putting up paranormal, clips and where object moves and stuff. You know, it really seemed real and stuff, and I saw this show, and I've been watching now for, 2 days, and I'm not really up to date. I've just been watching for about some minutes and shit, and I just think, my kind of, things about, my thought about ghosts and, paranormal things is that, I actually believe that if when you die, you kind of become like every religion. And all the religions and everything, it all sums up to one thing that will happen, after death. And I think it's really, when you become, a ghost or whatever. I'm not really good at expressing myself, but, when you die, you'll be some kind of a life form or something like that. I really think that it is something like after death, and I'm kind of not like, you know, like, oh, I want to kill myself or anything like that. It's just like, wait and see what happens, you know?
Well, yeah, I will tell you, I am absolutely not afraid to die. On the other hand, I'm not volunteering to go in the next load. I like living. I like what I do. I like doing this show. I look forward to this show every night. And I look forward to the emails that we get. I like what I do. And I'm not really sure that talk show hosts have a job on the other side. But, and you know, I can't imagine not doing this. I like it. But then again, once I get to the other side, perhaps there will be something I like even more. That will totally replace this. I don't know. I'm not volunteering to go. When it happens, it happens. And I'm absolutely unafraid. Listen, thanks for the call. Do you listen to the show very often, or are you a new listener?
Yeah, I just started out a few. I just got to know the Ustream.tv site a couple of days ago, and I've been watching the streams, and I found your stream interesting, so I've been here for like 2 days now. Yeah.
Outstanding. And you're in Sweden?
Yeah, in Sweden. It's 5:26 a.m. or 5 a.m., yeah.
Yeah, wow. What part of Sweden are you in?
I usually lived in, like, the middle, like, in the, the center of Sweden, but right now I live in this town called Malmö, or whatever.
I have a friend from there.
Ah.
Yes. His name is Jan-Åke.
Oh.
And I worked with him in 2 overseas missions, so and he's from there. His parents still live there. Hey, thanks for the call.
Yeah, sure. We'll keep watching.
All right. Outstanding. Thank you. Well, that's impressive.
Yes, it is.
All the way from Sweden. And
I'm looking for a director in Sweden, so if he's still listening, contact us at IPUSnetwork.com, and there's a number that you can reach me at, or you can email me.
And that is IPUS, IPUSnetwork.com, IPUSnetwork.com. As a matter of fact, if you just look at my website, KevinSmithShow.com, right beside Dick's picture is a link to that website. Dick, I got sort of sidetracked taking that international call, and I was I'm delighted we were able to get that call. But I kind of got sidetracked in what we were kind of talking about. But that's a good thing. And I want people to call, and we'll talk to them about what's on their mind. But let's shift gears and talk about something that he said. He said that he's new to this, and that he really doesn't know how to express himself about it, but he's been watching videos and sort of getting up to speed, if you will, on the paranormal. I want, again, to say to folks, it's not a little thing. It's a big thing that because of the internet, you have this show. Because of the internet, you have Dick Criswell. Okay? Without the internet, you wouldn't know me, and maybe that makes maybe that makes no difference to you. I don't know. But without the internet, you wouldn't have the Kevin Smith Show. Without the internet, we would not know about Dick Criswell. Very possibly. I mean, that's the way we get information to people, Dick.
Absolutely.
It's a fantastic tool. And that's why, as I have said over and over and over, you really need to help and support the people that are getting it done, and because it's not cheap.
No, and I want to say something. You've really done a big service to everybody for the, I think it's 8 years that you've been on the internet.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I wouldn't have even known about you unless the director that I have in Australia clued me in about you. So, you know, I mean, it's like you said before, each person plays a key into this thing, and it's, I think it's really great.
Absolutely. We're into a break, Dick, and so we're going to have to back out of here for just a few minutes, and then we'll be back more with Dick Criswell and your telephone calls. Right, we are back, and my guest this evening is Dick Criswell. Caller, hang on, and we'll get to you in just one moment. Dick, I want to go to a flash message that we got.
Okay.
This is from Australia, from Andrew. And he says, hey, Dick, applause. Great to hear you are on the mend, pal. Thoughts and prayers go out to you. I am patiently waiting to see if the Edgar Mitchell news hits on the mainstream media in Oz. I'm not holding my breath, but nice to see it in some media here. P.S. Both you guys have big hearts. You wouldn't be doing this sort of media and investigation if you didn't. A little request too. Come on, people, let's give Kevin a hand to keep the show running. Thank you, Andrew, for all of that. I appreciate it.
And that was great, and I take all the well wishes. There's been a lot of prayers said for me, Kevin, and I really appreciate it.
You know, the same when I had my stroke or not. You know, I had one neurologist that said it was a stroke. Another one said you had a thing.
Yeah, that's what I think. I had a thing.
Yeah, well, anyway. The same sentiments. You know, there were lots of prayers and well wishes and healing energy sent my way, and I appreciate it.
All right, absolutely.
Go ahead.
And it does work. It really does. They had a little prayer vigil for me at 9 o'clock for the IPUS people. And at 9 o'clock when they did this, I felt stronger than I'd ever felt. And that was really wonderful.
All right. Let's go to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yes, this is Pyramid Steve from Fort Worth, Texas. I spoke to you recently concerning the pyramids in Mexico.
Right. Right.
Your guest tonight is very interesting, and I thought I'd call and ask him a question.
Sure. Go ahead.
And Dick, I was curious. The people that have been abducted or claim to have been abducted also experience like a memory loss. You know, where they have to go to pull memories from, you know, to bring to remembrance what happened with, per se. And I was wondering if it's ever been thought of as like the ET could operate like or maybe do something globally to operate in plain sight, but we would never see them or remember what they did.
Oh, that is a good question.
Kevin, could you repeat that? He was very low, and I could barely hear him. It's something about abduction.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
People who have been abducted very often have a memory loss regarding the abduction, and they have to go to hypnotherapists to get it those memories pulled back to the surface. And he said, "Is it possible that the ETs could do something sort of globally, where?" They could just go ahead and operate in plain sight, but we wouldn't notice them or remember them.
You know what? I do believe that, because there's been several cases that I had that would be an indicator. Yes, I believe that.
Okay. Well, thank you. I've always found it interesting that they would just pop in and out of the atmosphere. It would seem like they would come and stay for a while. And, you know, it's kind of like when you go on a vacation, you don't go to just some place for a day or two. You hang around for a while and do what you need to do. But anyway, Dick, I appreciate your commentary, and I'll sit back and enjoy the rest of the evening. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that goes along with this email that I got. It says, can you or Dick answer this? Is it possible that not everybody can see what others see, even if they're looking at it? Are in that direction. Vibratory frequencies seem to play a part in what we can see, and if a person's frequency is vibrating differently than someone else, could that be a reason for only a few people being able to see something where nobody else can?
Right. I can comment on that. I had a UFO experience back in 1986, where I was at work, and I had went out to change a propane tank on a forklift that I was driving, and I happened to spot this burnt orange looking light in the sky, and I thought, man, what is that? We're close to the airport, but that doesn't look like any airplane or anything. So and it was making a hell of a racket. I mean, it was just it was screeching so loud it was hurting my ears. So I went in and I found the biggest skeptic that I could find in my shop. And I pulled him outside, and I told him, I said, "Now, what do you think that is?" And he looked at me, and he says, "I do not see that." And he's standing maybe a foot away from me to the right side. And I said, "You're not seeing what I'm seeing? Do you hear the sound? What sound are you talking about?" And I said, "Holy Christ, how come that's possible?" So I told him, I said, "Come over here and look over my shoulder." And when he did, he said, "My God, what the hell is that?" And I said, "You didn't see that standing over there?" He said, "Absolutely not." And he said, "I didn't hear anything." He said, "I thought you were nuts." So I decided, okay, I'm going to stand where he's at. And when I did, Kevin, I did not see it or I didn't hear it. So I know that something there, you have to be lined up with this thing. So that is my answer to that question, because I've experienced that.
All right. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, it's Trey Verlana.
Trey?
Yes.
Welcome aboard. What's your question or comment?
Well, I wanted to make a comment about the media covering was it Mr. What was the astronaut's name, Captain?
Edgar Mitchell.
Mm-hmm. And I heard this morning on a sports talk show. It's a national sports talk show, and they were ridiculing him and saying, "Well, you know, he's 80 years old." And
there you go. That's what I was talking about.
He said, "This is what the guy said." They said, "You know, he probably doesn't know what he sees anymore." And then they got down 15 minutes later. They come back from break and he said, "Oh, we looked up some stuff on him and." He says he's, you know, into the paranormal and said he was healed, whether it was kidney or liver, by a famous healer. And then they started playing the cuckoo noise. And, you know, you don't expect a sports talk show to actually, you know, do any kind of investigation into any stuff and actually know that, you know, there's something to it. But, you know, for them to actually make fun of an astronaut, someone who's walked on the moon, and you're just some goofy sports talk guy, but, you know, you're pretty big time to where, you know, a couple hundred cities. But, and that's, you know, it's an example of somebody who is religious about being a skeptic.
But it's also, I have to tell you, that there are a lot of people in my business that are legends in their own mind. They have tremendous egos. They think they are God's gift to radio. You know, and look, I believe this. If all you've got going for you as a radio host is you, if all you've got going for you is you talking about how great you are and how dumb somebody else is, get off the air.
Well, yeah, it was just a perfect example, but, you know, it was covered everywhere else around the world pretty heavily. And so, really, this was... if you look at it, Kevin, this was, and Mr. Criswell, this is kind of like just for Britain, kind of like a little disclosure day for Britain, at least for the people who watched this show. And it wasn't, you know, they wasn't just having on a pilot, you know, kind of like we'll see on Larry King or something. This was on an astronaut. You know.
Well, and let me tell you this, Dick, you'll maybe have to help me with the name. But one of the guys that invented the fuel for the solid rocket boosters that we've been running our space program on since day one of the first launch of the first shuttle,
mm-hmm.
and we're running on it today, the one of the inventors of that solid rocket fuel and of that system was heavily into the occult. And mm-hmm. his name was either John or Jack, and I think his last name was Parsons. Is that right?
Something like that, yeah. Something like that. I can't recall, but I think the first name was Jack.
Yeah, and so when they say, "Oh, well, he's into the paranormal." Well, paranormal's not the same thing as the occult, but the occult does include, I mean, the things that are occult do get into the paranormal. And, mm-hmm. you know, we've been riding this guy's rockets since the first shuttle.
That's correct.
It's like you always say, Kevin, all the paranormal we talk about whatever it is, it's perfectly normal to it, you know.
Well, that's true.
good to hear you. You're doing okay, Mr. Criswell. And Kevin, I just want to ask you a question because I don't know. This is, you know, I want to know the truth. Are you working or living the same schedule that you were when you had your stroke, or are you...
I work 20 hours a day.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe Mr. Criswell's was a little warning for you there, Kevin. I mean, I don't know. I noticed that you're back on getting your stuff on the latest show on within an hour and a half, 2 hours, kind of like you were when you had your stroke. So
yeah, well, you know, as long as we can stay on schedule, things work well. Sometimes things happen that take me off schedule, and then I'm off schedule for 3 or 4 days trying to catch up. We're into a break, Trey.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
We'll be back, folks, right after this. Don't go away. Welcome back. You are tuned to the Kevin Smith Show. Some of you are listening by radio, AM. Some of you are listening by FM radio, shortwave, some on computers. Some of you are over at ustream.tv watching our video feed from there. And I got an email, Dick, that said,
you know, at that point we had 108 watching the video, and it shows up on your screen because the screen you see at my site is their feed from Ustream TV. So all you're doing is you're just looking at Ustream. But if you go to their site, you get, you know, it shows up as a number. And I got an email that said, is that all that's listening to the show? I assure you, that's not the case. When you see 106, you see 108. Right now there are 106. That's how many people are over at Ustream.tv watching the show. All right, we have a caller waiting anxiously to ask a question or make a comment. Caller, your first name and from where are you calling?
Good evening. This is Chris from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yeah, Chris.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Good.
I kind of want to make a comment and a question real quick. I made a comment last night that really I didn't actually think about how it sounded until I came back in the living room after talking to you and heard it on the radio on the playback. But we were talking about Mr. Mitchell's encounters and stuff, and why, if it was so important, wouldn't he have said something when he first came home or when he had first realized information? And you had said something about, you know, the threats and stuff that they're put on him and everything. And I really, I don't think about that sometimes because, you know, I'm a normal guy, and I'm not in that field or that job where, you know, really. Uncle Sam can say, hey, listen, you know, if you'd like to disappear, we can make it happen kind of thing. And it's hard for the normal guy to kind of realize the pressure that is put on those guys. So I appreciate you mentioning that last night.
Well, and it's not just that they might get snuffed. I mean, that could happen. It's that their lives can be turned into a living hell for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Military, career-wise, professional. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much that could really happen. And I appreciate Mr. Mitchell's stepping out now, and it makes me wonder why, too bad we couldn't get something like Dr. Greer's initiative when they were talking about the free energy, really get everybody together and then just announce it in front of the world, you know, with a bunch of people, all credible, that can talk about their experience at the same time on a grand scale that can't be interfered with or messed with by somebody who might not want that information out there.
Well, yeah, Dick, you may disagree with my comment that I'm going to say, and please feel free to disagree if you do. But Chris, let's say we have 10,000 people all at once, airline pilots, astronauts, cosmonauts, whatever the knots are in China. China knots, I guess. I don't know what they call them. All kinds of military people. 10,000 of these really highly placed, highly intelligent, and very dedicated people. 10,000 of them step forward to say, look, this is real, and here's what I know about it. You know, even if it's 10,000, even if it's 100,000, individually, with a click of a few buttons, a few keys on very, very key computers, these people's lives instantly can be turned to dust while they live. It's a huge risk, and the people that take it are heroes. But I'll tell you, it's a huge risk. A few clicks of a few computer keys, and your identity is gone. Ask Bob Lazar.
Yeah, but you would almost think that at this time with, you know, we talked before about timetables, how it does feel like there's an urgency right now, that this would be a good chance for the quote-unquote government to, let go of the reins finally and give it up and go, hey, yes, you're right, you know, and we apologize for doing this, but there were reasons.
I'm for it. I think you're right. I think this would be an excellent time to do that.
And it just makes you wonder why they're holding on so long.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
All right. So why are they holding on so long, Dick?
I think I said this before on your radio. We are tied to oil, okay? And there are so many things out there that are free energy. They do not want us to have the free energy because they cannot put a gauge or something to charge us for, okay? Case in point, when you go back to Nikola Tesla, who lit up his backyard when he tapped into the ionosphere, and that was free energy. Technology like that still exists, and there are people today that possess different forms of free energy that I'm in contact with, and they just don't want to let go of that. And
you're right, where everything's tied to oil. What a lot of people don't realize, it used to be tied to gold. We
Correct.
Gave up the gold standard, but we have the oil standard.
Mm-hmm.
And the oil standard is the economy of planet Earth.
That's correct.
Yeah. Dick, I want to, we've only got about, about 3 minutes left here.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back to this, this new project that you're involved with, and
right.
What's the real purpose of that? What do you hope to accomplish?
That is to catch UFOs coming into our atmosphere. We definitely want to make contact with the aliens, and that is the key. And I don't think any civilian group has ever thought about this before. Not that I've ever heard about.
Did you hear about the Chinese shooting a satellite out of the sky?
Yes, I did.
Did you hear about the U.S. shooting a satellite out of the sky?
No.
Yeah, we shot one of our own. It was coming back in. It was an old, not old, but it was a spy satellite that had malfunctioned, and it was going to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere, and...
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, yeah. I did hear about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's two countries now that have proven they can shoot satellites out of space.
Mm-hmm.
What degree of certainty do you have that that would not happen to your satellite?
There is no degree. The only thing I say is the contacts that I have are going to try to present this to the purse string, so to speak, about not shooting this thing down, to let this go forward. And I think now is the time to do that because of the openness that we're hearing, just like Edgar Mitchell. You heard the Walter Haught kind of deathbed confession about, you know, Roswell and so forth. You're hearing daily, almost on a daily basis, different things in the UFO field. And I think the time is right that we need to unite on this project and bring this forward.
All right. If you will, give us your both the IPUS web address and the web address for this new project.
Okay. The web address for this new project, which is the UFO Discovery Project, is ufodbase.com. And I believe there is a way to contact David Schock, who is in charge of this. And the website for IPUS is ipusnetwork.com. And there is a way to contact me up there. There's a hotline number that you can reach me at, or you can email me. And we're always looking for new members, and we're looking for directors in different states and countries.
All right, Dick Criswell, thank you for being with me this evening. As always, it has been fascinating. Stay on the line with me, if you will, for a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap. So that means that it's time for me to say, my friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want.
just keep coming back again and again and again. Until tomorrow, so long, everybody.